Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. That's right, bitch. It's a motherfucking mini episode.
But I'm the light-skinned bird and a mandingo.
I don't even know what he meant by that.
I don't know either. We can't fuck around because we got an email from one of these people at home.
One of these
I'm
many
very
emails.
Excited to share.
They just been coming in like crazy.
In droves.
It's crazy.
Google keeps telling us, hey man, this is too many emails.
It's too many.
You gotta chill the fuck out with all these emails.
Hey, keep them coming, I say. I'm not gonna read them, but you know.
What do you want us to read? The dictionary? It's too long.
Come on. There's a lot of pages in there. I know the hits. That's what I got for
you. We can't
do
it. Yeah. The big five is what I cover in the dictionary.
I look up titties. That's all I need. Is titties in the dictionary?
I got to assume in a current Oxford dictionary, titties appears.
You think so?
I think so.
What about today's?
I don't think that one's in there.
AYS, not in there?
No.
Okay.
No, I nor Tig Old Bitties, I don't think has made its way into the dictionary. None of that.
I don't know. If Bootylicious is in there, Tig Old Bitties has got to be in there.
Beyonce ain't talking about Tig Old Bitties, man.
She needs to.
She needs to, and that's been my issue with her as an artist, if I'm being honest.
Not enough titty talk.
Not enough titty talk, and certainly not enough Tig Old Bitties talk.
No, you got to go over to SZA for that.
Yeah, this is not gonna lie. What's her name?
Jill Scott.
She talk about titties quite a bit.
Yeah,
Azalea
talk.
Banks. If you can handle that. And
I can.
Cat Murder. She talk about titties.
I can handle that.
You can handle that.
I can handle it.
Not me. I go home if Azalea walks into a party that I'm at.
It's so crazy. I got to see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, nah, because now. You know, like how they say you start seeing ghosts because you welcome that into your world. That like, if you acknowledge the spiritual realm, you will start to experience the spiritual realm.
That's
how I feel about Azalea Banks. You know, like you welcome that evil into your shit.
Right.
And you gotta live with that.
You said Candyman in the mirror. Don't be surprised when he kills your family.
Come on, man. He hooked you, and you did that.
Yeah, okay, I get that. I'm here for it. Kill me.
Well, you've got a life to live. I've got limited potential at this point. You still have got so much growing you can do.
Yeah, also I got a gun. I'll be fine.
I got one, but I don't know how to use it well enough yet that I feel like I can. You know what I mean?
I know.
With Azalea exactly. Banks, you got to be able to put her down clean.
You might need.
You don't get to
pistols.
Put it in her thigh. She gonna keep coming forward.
Oh no, her thigh. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, nah, she's eaten a bullet before. You got to be able to go right between the eyeballs if you
really
gonna.
Both titties. You got to shoot her both titties.
Because our heart, it switches places. So both titties.
Right, both crazy ass titties. I miss
it. We got a email from a person. I hate that this doesn't have a segue at this point, but how could it? But we got an email from a person named Sammy who sent an email with the subject line, "My Eritrean Mom." Eritrean Mom is the way that this goes. And Sammy says,
okay,
hi,
shout
Link.
Out to East Africa.
Yeah, shout out to East Africa. And, hey, West Africa, too. We'll do both Africas. I love
it. South, you're doing fine. You don't need it.
Yeah, you come on, man. You know that's where the resources are. Stop playing.
Yeah, you got shopping malls. You got white people living in projects. It's good down there.
And somehow the projects are still much better than where the black people are living. It's crazy.
It's complicated.
Is it? I think it's pretty straightforward. White people do better.
Not in Africa. No, get out. China too.
Yeah, just do better by leaving. To those nice people to where they should be, I guess. Anyway.
Back in Africa? Damn.
Take it. What do you, get the fuck out of here and go back to Constantinople or whatever the fuck.
Go back to Berlin.
Yeah, you sickos.
Fucking sauerkraut eating.
All right. It's turning into hate speech real fast.
Yeah, you can't call anybody. You can't say anybody's an anything eater. Then it's bad.
Yeah, once you start talking about eating, you're being like a bigot.
Yeah, eating and like being sneaky, those two things.
Why is that? Why is everybody that's like an evil race, they're sneaky?
I don't know. And is sneaky that bad?
That's why I'm asking. It seems like sneaky has like some positive connotations that they don't acknowledge.
I don't understand. And what is it? The things I don't like about a race are not because they're sneaky. That's not even high on the list.
Right.
If you're smart, you should be able to divert sneaky. Right.
Yeah. If I think you're sneaky, the suggestion is still you're not smarter than me. You're just tricky. So your smartest self and call out the trickster.
That's all I'm saying. That's how you got to come at these fucking pumpkin eaters.
And you know who you are. We won't say exactly, which race it is, but you know.
Come on, man. You know what it is.
You know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, fuck it.
But Sammy sent us an email, and he or she, I'm not sure what Sammy is. Sammy sent us an email. Hi, Langston and David. The conspiracy theory I want to share is that my Eritrean mom used to tell me as a kid not to lick a spoon as it will make me weak. I used to like to lick cake batter when she made it. I always wondered if by weak she meant gay. For context, I grew up to be a healthy, strong, gay man. Do with this information as you may, Sammy.
I think a lot of this boils down to the way that you were licking the spoon.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Sammy, you can lick a spoon for business or you can lick a spoon for pleasure.
Exactly.
And it sounds like, Sammy, maybe you were licking that spoon a little bit too business-like.
Yeah, I think you were going all the way around the horn. Because, I mean, you know, the problem is, I think she gave you the cake batter spoon one time. You cupped the balls, and then she was like, wait.
She said, wait. No, wait a minute. Hey, what? Hey, big man. Hey, what's that?
Because that doesn't even make sense. Like, spoons, that's what you do is you lick stuff off spoons.
Right.
So it feels too specific.
Right, that like, hey, spoons are ubiquitous. You're not offering another option besides licking.
That's how you do it.
And so if in fact this is a problem to lick the spoons this way, Well, buddy, you got to self-reflect.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I feel like maybe, yeah. Did she say that to your other brothers? That's my question.
Yeah, like, did she ban it from the house entirely? Or was she like, okay, everybody come get some cake batter, but Sammy, don't let me catch you fucking licking those spoons.
You know what happened last time.
You know how you be licking those spoons, and it ain't the way that I raised you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This feels like I feel like this was specifically his mom.
Here's what first came to mind, and I did not have the brilliance that you had about this being potentially specific to him. But the first question I asked is like, hey, is this weakness a reference to like succumbing to our desires, that like the licking the spoon is sort of like it's an act of greed, almost like a gluttonous behavior? And the weakness is not so much about a physical weakness, but like an inability to fight off like our fucking animal instincts, if that makes sense.
I mean, I understand, but you're already licking cake batter. You didn't.
Right.
You're giving in to your animal instincts.
Yeah, this isn't like vegetables you plucked from a garden. This is fucking.
No, you making a cake and you came in there. That's already like, it's not. It's not like
it's not a step that much removed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that idea, but I feel like it's not the difference between and then like or whatever. it's not that big a difference.
For reference, Bori just sucked the fuck out of a spoon and
No. Hey, I very hesitantly put my tongue out and jerked around. It was bad.
he gagged on it a little bit. That was the part that weirded me out, was when he started gagging and being like, oh, yeah. It was like, David, please.
That's not how it happened. I did spit on it first, but that's how you do it.
I did spit on it, and then afterwards, I threw it a little towel, a tiny little spoon towel to clean itself up.
And I said, you should probably get going.
My mom should be back soon. Yeah, I don't think.
I'm probably just going to watch the new episode of Atlanta, so you can check
it out. Them boys are killing this year.
It's so good. It's really very good.
Wasn't a big fan of season 3, but goddamn, are they knocking it out the park with season 4.
They came back. Anyways, this spoon thing, I think that this guy's mom didn't like the way he was spoon licking.
Okay, that Sammy, you were maybe you were doing too much with the spoon.
And I think that's not fair. That sucks.
That does suck. And you know, Sammy, you already flagged this. You eventually grow up to be this proud gay man, and maybe some of that was a version of physical exploration that you needed with that spoon, wanted with that spoon, and a person is stopping you from that exploration. They're stopping you the same way that, you know, me and my friends did wild shit to explore our sexuality as youth. You deserve that opportunity too.
Wait, what?
Huh?
What?
I don't feel like I need to explain anymore. I think
you need to elaborate.
No, I think it was pretty clear, and I got everything out of it that needed to be gotten, and that'll do it. No, I'm saying, we talked about this on pause. The fucking we humped ottomans at times.
Oh, like that video?
Yeah, like the Pretty Ricky video and shit. And you know, you do fucking like weird shit with girls that didn't make sense back when you were still trying to figure out like what the feeling was in your loins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, shout out to Pretty Ricky for making us think it could all be so simple.
Yeah, you just pull your tank top up at your waistline and and you grind the shit out of good Ashley furniture.
Out of anything. Really anything in the room.
Anything you could
trash
find.
Trash cans.
Ottomans. Trash can get it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Toaster oven? I'm fucking it.
Watch me fuck this toaster oven. I dare you to turn away when I fuck this shit out this toaster oven.
I bet you Pretty Ricky wasn't as fucking as much as we thought they were.
I would dare to guess that only one of them was really fucking, and the Pleasure rest B. of them, yeah, and the rest of them were sort of like just tagging along.
Because they were kids too, right?
They were young. They were like late teens, early 20s type shit.
Yeah, because that song "My Body" was written by a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My body, your body. My body, your body.
It's burning up.
Like, yeah, no, we get it.
Talk about songs I used to listen to wishing I had a girlfriend, man.
That's what that song feels like. It was written about somebody who is only like fucked through their jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it was a dry humping song.
Yeah, it was a dry humping song. It's like, yeah, your body, my body, it's hot. They're both hot. Yeah,
it's hot. It's friction.
Yeah.
It's about a friction burn.
You hot like I'm hot, right?
I'm hot. Is it hot in here?
It's hot in here, right?
I'm burning up.
Maybe we should take our clothes off. No, that's not an option for us. Okay.
Either way, I still came.
Well, Sammy, I think if anything, what we've learned is that you deserve the right to lick the spoon however you want to lick the spoon.
I hope that you're making cakes licking spoons all over the house these days.
Bro, I hope you lick a spoon in one fucking room and then lick a spoon twice in another room.
If only, man. I really want it for you.
Yeah, don't let nobody tell you you can't lick a spoon and it makes you weak. It makes you strong, Sammy, the way that you are.
Also, and then I know this is the end, but I just want to say, we did not talk about, maybe he's just a fat kid.
Oh.
Maybe she was like, quit eating all that cake batter, fat boy.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Either that hurts more, maybe. I don't know. That makes it sad that, like, it's just a mom being a different kind of mean to their child, I guess.
I think regardless, your mom was mean. I think it's like, that's the one thing.
I think we can agree on that. Your mom does not sound like the nicest lady. She might be well-meaning. We haven't met her.
Yeah, but she came from a different time.
A different place.
Country.
Yeah, she's Eritrean, for God's sakes. She ain't used to these fat gays licking spoons.
Oh boy.
Why are you coming home 5 in the morning? Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
All right. Well, I think we did it. I don't think there's any better way for us to end this conversation. Sammy, thank you so much for your email. Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
You can find me at Cool Guy Jokes 87 or in your kitchen licking a spoon.
Go follow Bori on Instagram. Watch him lick spoons, however, whenever those videos come up. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all the platforms. And if you want to send us your own conspiracy theories, if you want to send us your drops, if you want to tell us about your mean ass moms, send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That's about it. Bye, bitch.
Wait, oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
My mama told me.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
My mama told me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.